My beautiful girls, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so today, y'all know we gotta talk about it. We gotta find peace in mind. Let's go, girls.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie, and you are watching and listening to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. Yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is gonna wanna listen, and today's episode is entitled, Gotta Find Peace in Mind. Why is it so important that we find peace in mind? Because actually the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I have a crazy statistic for you all that I found here on the NAMI website, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And that says suicide is the second leading cause of death in people ages 10 through 34 in the United States. It's a heartbreaking statistic, and that's why we gotta talk about it, y'all. First things first, you know, we like to operate in the spiritual realm. So we wanna start this episode off with a scripture that is gonna be powerful, and I think I connect so well to this one when it comes to my mental, when it comes to the health of my mind, and I wanna share it with you. It comes from Philippians 4:6, and it says, "And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It is so important that we figure out how to find peace that passes understanding. I think the best way to find peace that passes understanding is by calling on God. I know for me, several things have happened in my life that I don't understand, just like a lot of you can say the same. But that peace that passes all understanding, you only can get that in a supernatural way. But we absolutely need it. Because if we keep saying, "I don't understand why this happened, I just don't understand," that's our term. That's what we gotta find some peace. And the only way to do that is by calling on God to give us that, to guard our hearts and to guard our minds in Christ Jesus. We need that. It's literally a necessity. And I would like to say a life necessity, so that you can keep your peace in mind. And I urge you, please pray that prayer this week. Pray that prayer this month as you work on getting your mental health stronger. And make sure you follow prayer on this spot. Follow prayer on the spot. That's my prayer ministry, so you can get your daily word in prayer, because prayer is powerful, y'all. I'm going to say it forever. I believe in it. I know it happens, and I know it works. And the other thing that I want to go ahead and talk about, because, you know, normally I would say, girl, talk about it. But we're going to talk about this, because there's so many things connected to our mental health. And I want to give you some tips, first and foremost, to help you. If you're dealing with calming down, with having anxiety, with your mind wandering, with your mind going crazy, with having bad thoughts, having critical thoughts, having obsessive thoughts, when your mind is doing things on its own, it's important to have an escape. And I don't mean an escape that you have to depend on a chemical substance where you're either abusing alcohol or drugs. I mean a healthy escape. And here are some tips for to just obtain a peace of mind. Soak in some warm bath water. Get you some bubbles. Kick your feet up. Men too. Y'all could take baths. Soak in some bath water. Kick your feet up. Put some candles in there. Get some wine if you, well, don't get wine. We just said we weren't going to do that. But get some candles. Just soak in the bathtub some warm water. And just woo-saw. Woosah. Another thing you can do, write. Writing is so powerful. Even if you're not a creative, writing is powerful for releasing the things that happen in your mind. If you're writing about what's going on, if you're writing about something completely different, just journaling, getting these things out of your heart, taking a moment away from the day to just write. It is healing, and it will allow you to get a peace in mind. Listening to soothing music. Listen, I have a relaxation playlist, y'all. I have a relaxation playlist because it genuinely calms my spirit. taking a deep breath, listening to my music, soaking in a bath. All of these things will help calm you down. And we need the calm. We need the peace. We need it. So these are little things that you can do. And one thing I'm going to reiterate, don't forget to breathe. Breathing is powerful. It's powerful, y'all. So deep breaths in and out. I'm not a professional at the breathing thing, but I've learned how powerful it is and how much it works. So I want you to do that. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is go over some more statistics when it comes to this mental health thing. The reason why is because I want it to be real to us. I want us to truly understand what is happening here. So another statistic that popped out to me is that suicide was the 10th leading cause in the U.S. over all causes of death. It's 10th. That many people felt like they didn't need to go on. This next statistic, which truly breaks my heart, but it's connected to that, 78% of all people who commit suicide are male. That 78%? Man, we gotta see. We gotta be there. We gotta do what we can. I'm not saying that you can always do something to prevent somebody from doing that. But where you can be of assistance, where you can be somebody who's helping love on somebody that's going through hard times, please try to keep yourself aware. Please try to be available, because you just never know. You never know. And if you're one of those people, I'm here to tell you that we see you, we love you, and we believe that you are supposed to be here. We need you in this lifetime. So please keep fighting. And one thing I'm going to do really quick here is leave you all with where you can donate this month. You know, every month I want you to donate to an important nonprofit. Every week I want you to donate to an important nonprofit. And this particular week, I'm asking you to look up, donate, sow into the lives of those who serve and those who are serviced by Elevation Society. Elevation Society, their whole goal here is to show people that they are not alone and that they matter. Their whole goal is to make sure that you know you're not alone and that you matter. And they have different elements on how they do that. They do things in the community, of course, where they gather people. They've serviced over 13,500 people in some capacity. They've touched that many lives. So I want you to know that they're doing the work. It's co-founded by one of the people that I truly adore, and he's awesome. So please, please, please look into it, sow into it, use the services if you need to, but you have to take care of your mental, and we gotta let this be a common thing to talk about. Make it normal. Make it normal in your home. Make it normal at your job. Make it normal in your workspace. Make it normal in your family. Whatever it is, don't let it go without being said. You never know who else is going through it with you. You never know. If we got the 10th leading cause of death being suicide in the U.S., there's several millions of people who are going through it too. You are not alone. Ever. And those who just might get anxious and fearful, you know, that's still something that you want to address. But if you ever have a suicidal thought, call somebody right away. Get help right away. It's available to you. And it is something that can, there are things that can assist you. There are doctors. There is medicine. Don't be ashamed of that. People are not ashamed to go to the doctor when they want to get their sickness taken care of in their physical body. It's the same difference for the mind. Take care of yourself so that we can see you. We love you too much. I love you too much. And I just want you all to remember, you're still here. That means you get the opportunity to create your own happy ending. Do not give up. You got this. Start writing that happy ending right now. And if you need me, message me. Comment. Say, hey, girl, you need to check your DMs. You need to check your messages. Something of that nature. GirlTalkWithJMarie.com. That's our website. Find me somewhere or another. I love you too much, okay? And I will definitely see you next time. Again, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want your mind to be at peace. We got to find peace in mind. And shout out to Lauren Hill for my song. Got to find peace of mind. That's the one that I love. All right. I'll talk to y'all soon. Mwah. Love you. Have a blessed day.